AAR. Anything audio related.
Welcome back to Vibes Mountain.
Vibes Mountain
Vibes
this time.
Off the checklist. And let's discuss bam, 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 bam. All your subjects.
All of them.
Dude, we've got introduction, proper, formal, to the point.
Yes,
we talk about all the stuff you've done because you have experience, and we're talking how I'm a loser because I don't.
You're not a loser. Come on.
No, we're talking about each other. As an introduction, because we didn't, to the people. Yeah, we didn't do it last time, did we?
We didn't do it last time.
We were sort of like, yeah, you know who we are.
You know who we are.
You've never heard of us, but you know who we are.
I'm Daniel, you know me.
Yeah, exactly. And after we talk about each other, what do we talk about? We talk about, right, my favourite thing, my Frank Sinatra bit.
Oh, yeah.
On Squid Game.
On Squid Game, the Frank Sinatra bit.
On Squid Game, birthday cakes included.
Birthday cakes. Shout out to Aramis.
Exactly, bro. You get like 0.1% royalties on this shit. Just on this episode.
Yes.
Then after that, we have COVID.
COVID.
Woo!
How it has affected us actually making this podcast, because it has taken us a long time to make this podcast.
Half a year in the making.
Half a year.
Like, we had like ideas.
We had ideas. We had the name and logo made.
Yeah, like ages ago.
Ages ago. Even the actual Google account was made even ages ago.
Centuries.
Like, you made it.
4 million years later.
4 million years later.
Yeah, it's like one of those, isn't it? And after COVID, we have analog versus digital.
Oh, woo!
Big conversation. Very relevant with what has happened, because the digital has taken over. And to finish off, it's the AWs.
The AWs, my favourite subject, because everyone has their preference on a DAW.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone has an opinion, right? And
it's an opinion.
An opinion, and most of those people's opinions are wrong.
Well, you're going to find out why me and Roland get along so well.
So let's discuss.
Let's discuss.
All right, so proper introduction. Please state your name to the audience.
Well. I'm not going to give you my full name because privacy.
Ghost on the Hill.
Ghost. Well, yes. Okay, then. So, I'll do a full introduction. I'm Daniel. I am one of the hosts of Vibes Creek. And I have done many things. I've been doing audio-related stuff for about 8 years now. And I've been working on bits and bobs because I always need to keep my brain active. As in, I've done visual media art. I've done companies, promotions, and mixing and mastering, DJing events, and all that stuff. I've done a lot of editing for shows as well, but what I'm mostly focused on now is my producer side, which is Ghost on the Hill. I'll have the link in the description at some point. So yeah, it's Ghost on the Hill. That's my producer tag. I do little songs whenever I feel in the mood to make them, but mostly that Ghost on the Hill is linked with my company that I'm trying to start up, which is called Phantom Records, which is in a gist of it, it's mostly me with other people.
It's Skeletor, like straight up.
Oh yeah, logo.
I've seen the artwork.
The logo is just Skeletor straight up. Yeah, which I can't use. It was just a concept.
Yeah.
It's a really good concept.
It is a good concept.
Dope,
yeah, you just
I get sued so bad.
Yeah, big copyright infringement.
Big sue. I showed it off to some friends and family, and they're like, "Isn't that Skeletor?" Like instant first question.
I think I did that as well.
Yeah, like first question that they said was like, "Isn't that Skeletor?" I'm like, "Yes, but you know, I'm trying to switch it up a bit." It's like, "Yeah, you can't use that." And I was like, "I know."
Well, I did that similar, because with my business idea that we won't disclose. All money goes to me. But I use like a font of Font Space.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I can use this, right?
No, because you can buy it.
Yeah. I don't think you can buy it. You can like download it use for like personal use. And then it's like, you cannot use this for commercial use. And I was like, well, shit.
Well.
What? Balls. Where do I go now?
I need a font.
Exactly.
Just go into Word. Use their fonts.
Well, anyway, your record label. That's. Keep on track.
Oh yeah, my record label. Yeah, I just say record label in a brief term, as in like I won't be I'm not going to be selling records, or but I am trying to sign artists.
Vinyl albums when?
Yeah.
Cassette tapes when?
But it's mostly as in I'm going to be...
It's like a platform, right?
Yeah, it's a platform where people can submit their work. I will mix and master it for them, personally.
For a price?
Obviously for a price and stuff. And you if I feel confident enough, I would hire some extra engineers.
Yeah.
To do the work with me, but for now it's just like it was mastered by Ghost in the Hill from Phantom Records.
Do you have like a spooky like producer tag?
At the moment it's like Ghosty on the Hill.
Ghosty on the Hill, like saying that.
No, it's like yeah, it's like a little children's voice, like you know, like from the creepy.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's like Ghosty on the Track. Or...
Why? No.
Yeah.
Know. See if it was Halloween.
Or it's like in the Hills of Eyes, because
you just like need like a spooky like ooh. when have you heard that on a track?
No, it's more like it's gonna be like chopped at the beginning, so like ghosty on the hill, something like that. I'm trying to like I'm working around stuff. Or
I think it needs to be like short and sweet, like ghost.
Oh, ghost! It could be ghost. Or the G host.
Oh, the G host.
The G host with the most.
I like that.
The G host. Yeah. I throw ideas about and stuff. But yeah, that's what I've been working on and stuff. So, yeah, I've done promotion for gigs.
Do you want to kind of skip to the part and tell us what you've not done? I think that's a shorter list.
What I've not done?
Yeah.
I haven't toured. Yeah.
Tour.
I haven't been on tour.
That's only thing you've not done.
That's one thing I want to do. I want to go on tour with a band from my label or from a...
What, and be like a sort of like a front of house mixer?
I have a front of house mixer or a roadie, maybe. Seems a bit fun. But I've worked in radio, I've done editing, I've done post, I've done sound packs, I've done DJing.
You've taught Ableton as well, haven't you?
I've taught Ableton here as well.
You're a certified teacher.
I'm not going to claim certified, but yes. I have taught how to use Ableton Live 10
to students.
And 9. To students, yes.
Yeah,
I also helped a year 3 student pass his module.
Oh.
Because he's on the older side, so he's not good with technology. So he doesn't have Ableton at home and stuff. So the only time we could do it was at here, so I showed him how to use Ableton from scratch, and he said my teaching method was good and stuff, and it helped him pass the module.
Have you not got like a certificate from Ableton? Like you know when you do like a Pro Tools 101, they're like,
I'm not certified by Ableton and stuff,
but
I have done product testing for Ableton.
That's how you got the push, didn't you?
That's how, yeah. I got the push. I got the push 1, and so I product tested the push 2, and they gave me a free version of Ableton Live, like the intro version, as like a thank you. And ever since then, for like 3 years, I was using just the intro, which is limited to 16 tracks.
That's still enough, isn't
it? Okay, yeah, but if I'm making like a full on song.
Yeah, you're not going to fucking remix an orchestra in Ableton, are you?
Well, I remixed G-Thing, and that was 32. And I could never properly finish it. I had to do it in different parts, as in the studio and stuff. So
dude, that is a great challenge.
It took 5 years. Yeah, it was.
Dude,
that track took a lot out of me and frustration.
We need like a game show where you get like 16 tracks. You have 32 tracks total, but you can only work on 16 at a given time.
And if you're really getting picky with drums like I do, I separate the hi-hats, the snares, and the kick and the toms on separate channels, so that's like 4 or 5 channels already there. Yeah, and then the bass, and then the vocals, and then if you want to layer the vocals and pan them, it's another 2-3 tracks. So you add up quickly, and then you notice that you haven't even like got in what you want.
You've not done anything.
Yeah.
You've just added numbers.
You've added numbers, and you're like, oh, great. And it didn't have all the plugins, like, because Ableton comes with built-in plugins.
Yeah, like the stock one.
Yeah, you only get EQ3. So you don't actually see the band as in the frequency, and the background.
Yeah.
You just turn three knobs, as in low, high, low, mid, and high.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, you want to boost the high, just turn up the high.
Oh.
Yeah. You see how crap of an EQ that is?
Yeah.
Considering that we've just been learning about EQ, like...
See, so, that's the Pro Tools it's going on for that, though, because you get, you know, a 5-band parametric one, don't you?
Yeah, with this one, you get 8.
Yeah, but no one asked about that.
The full version of Ableton, you get 8 EQ. You call it EQ 8.
No, it's EQ 7 in Pro Tools, because 8 is an unlucky number.
8 is... 8's not
a good option, no. Oh, no, that's 13.
Actually, talking about that, I used my... You know when you come up with usernames for like PlayStation and stuff?
Yeah.
Mine was always Boom Boy, but the B's were 8s. So 8's always been like a good number for me. So that's my like, that's like one of my like PlayStation names or like, you know, usernames that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom Boy. But my friend pronounced it Atom. Atoy.
Atom.
Atoy.
Atoy.
Atom Atoy.
Well, that sounds like a good name.
Atomatoy.
That should be a producer tag.
Atomatoy, yes. Atomatoy. Atomatoy is now my producer tag.
Atomatoy.
It's like, you're like, Kenaki Atomatoy.
Nani?
Simogoi.
Orewa o chinchin gudasken nadayo.
Okay, you actually speak Japanese.
No, that is
What? Oh, did I just be racist? Was I highly racist?
No, it is Japanese, but it's not a nice thing.
Oh god, what did you say?
It doesn't matter, you can search it up later.
Oh no, I'm gonna have to put it like text to speech and stuff.
Yeah, I'll say it again just so you can get it easy. Oh god,
you said it so casual, it was like I wanna
Dude, I'm a voice actor.
Bend you over backwards.
Well, I mean no.
It's not that, okay. So that's my introduction. I am 23 years old.
Boo.
And my newest passion is this podcast. I want to get this up and rolling and keep it going.
Up and rolling.
Ah.
That's my favourite pun. Up and rolling.
Up and rolling.
Yeah. Do you know how much, like, shit you get for a name like Roland. In the audio industry.
I was going to say in the audio industry, like I wanted your nickname
like
to be
someone,
synth.
Someone have like a Roland amp or whatever and then be like, hey.
I've heard this one before.
It's been years.
Yes. I'm surprised your nickname isn't synth.
Synth.
Or Pfizer or something.
Yeah, same. I don't know. It's just...
Pfizer.
Why would you name like... a brand after a generic name.
Yes, well...
Imagine like a car manufacturer called like Melissa.
Well, you've got Gibson Les Paul.
Gibson I don't mind, because who the fuck...
True.
Who's called Mel... called Gibson except Mel Gibson? There
you go. Yeah, true. But then car names are mostly named after people like Lamborghini and Ferrari. Ford? Is that named after a guy?
I'm sure it is.
Morgan.
What?
Morgan Group, MG.
No.
That's the British... It's a British car make. Morgan Group.
No, I refuse.
You refuse. Okay. You see how hard it is to reason with this guy.
That's what makes me great on these things.
Oh, definitely. Because...
What else have you not done?
I've done quite a bit in music stuff.
You've done everything.
I like to think I've got the skills for anything that people throw at me. So that's why when I start up my business,
yeah,
they'd be like, oh, okay, can you do some post-production on this film for me or this trailer? I'm like, yeah, I've had experience in that.
What if they're like, yeah, we just do some ADR on it, please?
Yeah, I've done that.
All right, cool.
Mostly like stuff in.
What if they were like, yeah, we need like a splodgy slime noise, please?
Well, that's Foley, and I've done Foley.
Right. What if they were like, I don't
See,
know.
It's hard to
yeah.
decide. Yes.
Yeah, it is.
I've had my fingers in everything, like DJing. I used to DJ for like 2 years. Woo! Yeah. So all the hype. So yeah, it's just so like so. Someone throws me something, I can be like, yeah, I've had skills in that, I just do that and boom.
Yeah.
So I've also had like Excel training as well in college. So like if someone's like, oh, throw me up a business plan for my album, I'm like, yeah, I could do that.
Microsoft Excel.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So with that being said, I think we'll just skip over me then, I guess.
No. You're not blowing out my ass.
I can't compete with that.
Yeah, well, it's hard to do it because I have
like a list of what I've done.
Oh, have you?
And that's like the list of what I've done.
Oh, okay.
And like that's it.
I mean, I couldn't make a list because I can't remember it all.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, I've dabbled in what, post production.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, SFX, Foley, whatever, ADR. Mm. Bit of voice acting, shout out to me.
Mm.
I do a fucking amazing Samuel L. Jackson impression. Well, it's obviously mixing and mastering, the bread and butter of a sound engineer.
Yeah, but you hate mastering, don't you?
I don't hate it.
Okay.
I think it's
tedious.
No, I think with inexperienced ears, it's hard to do.
Yes, yes, yes. How long have you been doing music-y stuff? AAR, basically.
So AAR, I've been doing anything audio related for about 4 years now.
4 years, okay.
And it started with a music technology course in college.
Yay.
Which music technology, as the name would suggest, you're looking at the technology of music.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, a bit of recording, you know, a bit of song making.
Studio work.
A little bit, yeah.
You know how to put like sound into the desk in college?
Yeah, that's like what we did. But like the way they handled it was really awful. Like they'd let you do it.
Mm.
In class, but then if you kind of wanted to practice outside of it, they were like, no. No, we don't want to risk you breaking the desk.
This is our, like, over 10 grand desk. You're not touching it.
Yeah, it's...
measly college student.
Exactly. And it's like, why? Like, I just want to remix Good Day by Ice Cube. It's nothing major. Like, literally, I had a guy.
I remember the days of being in the studio where they thought I was doing my work and I was just testing their speakers with some dirty dubstep. It was like,
I had like a guy, it was like his birthday or something in college. Mm. And I was like, listen, I've got a sick gift idea for you. Mm. So I was like, I've got like all the fucking stems for Good Day by Ice Cube. Do you want to do the rap part? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Let's go. So I kind of like put like, the way it worked is you kind of had to have a plan before you go in.
Ah,
that
okay.
You then like kind of submit to make sure that you
wouldn't
like...
Yeah, make sure that you're not just sitting in there playing music like I did.
Yeah, like you wouldn't like, not just that, like you wouldn't fuck up, like you wouldn't break anything. Like you're not putting like ribbon mics into Phantom Power, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh God.
So they like assess that, and then you know I've got my plan. I've sent it off, and they were like, "Yeah, your artist isn't on a music course, so we won't let you do it." And I was like,
"Oh, so visitors had to be in the college?"
Yeah,
as well.
Like visitors had to like not just college; they had to be on a music course.
Oh, okay.
So that like restricts it like so bad.
That is really hard to get. Yeah.
Yeah, because you alienate like 90% of like the campus.
Yeah. Also, if you do find an artist, there's like a huge doubt that they're probably an adult that's not on a college course.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So it was limited, to say the least.
Yeah.
So that's my experience with mixing and mastering. What else I've got next? I've got a fucking list here, right? You should be impressed.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I've got guitar. I play guitar for
you play
6 years.
I forgot to mention the instruments I play.
Listen, no one cares. You've done enough. This is my time to shine. Stop.
It's 5 instruments.
Fine. Bullshit. It's a QWERTY keyboard. On Ableton.
Does that count as one? Because that's 6.
No, it doesn't. No, but yeah, I played guitar for 6 years.
6 years? That's better than me, then.
Yeah.
There you go. You're better than me at guitar.
Fucking something, right? And then, no, I kind of stopped.
Oh, why?
Yeah, well, I played... right kind of up until when I started college.
Okay.
And then I was like, yeah, I don't want to be an artist. Because if there's one thing I hate, is being told, like, sit in that chair and just, like, fucking bust out some good guitar shit.
Play Wonderwall.
Yeah, play Wonderwall.
Play Wonderwall. You do Fire in the Fence.
Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I hated that, because they were like, oh, yeah, just play this. And then they'd stare at you. And I was like, can you fuck off, please? Like, if you... Because it wasn't like... Even my first recording experience was in college, right? Mm. It was Maroon 5. Oh, what's that song called? This Love.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Know, nice jangly guitar, right?
Yeah.
That was like my first recording experience. So like they set up the microphone and it's like a teaching experience at the same time. So I'm on the other side of this booth and behind the desk there's like 10 people.
Oh no. Oh no.
And then like...
And you're expected like, to spit out tunes.
Yeah, like spit out tunes, like do it, play it perfectly under pressure.
So we can record it and so I can teach it properly.
And this teacher was a fucking savage, right? Because we did it in groups, right? I think we saw it to like 2-3 groups or whatever. And there was a girl in our group that she was quite a good singer, I thought. I thought she was all right. So we kind of did like all the parts like segmented, like we do drums, then we do vocals. Because it was quite a small studio. You couldn't do it all in one.
Okay, my college.
So I think we did like drums, then bass, then guitar, and then we finished off with vocals, right?
Mm.
So I finished my guitar. You know, the teacher wasn't happy with me. I was like, listen, yeah. Just you got what you wanted.
Just mix it.
Just do it. Like I'm off. I'm gonna sleep happy tonight. I don't care what you do. So then this girl goes up and starts singing, right? And I think she did a decent job, right? Yeah. So I think she like knocks it out like maybe 2-3 takes max for like the whole thing. And then she comes back into the room, and this fucking, I don't even know what to call it, but this tutor.
Tutor.
Just starts fucking auto-tuning her voice in front of her. And you could just see her face just like, what? Because it's like, whoa. Like completely like going like, oh, you that was terrible. That was a shit performance. And they're just changing like oh, you flat here. And it's fucking surreal to do that to like a 16-year-old.
Mm.
That's like... one of the first recording experiences. Probably nervous, right?
Yeah, oh no. I loved messing about with auto-tune, but I wouldn't have done it if I were the artist.
After that, I think I had like a week hiatus. I'm not sure why, I know I was off for about a week.
Mm.
And when I came back, they fucking replaced my guitar part. And all of the girls' vocals.
Oh. They're like, yeah, you're just crap.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I fucking played that, like, how it was meant to be played, right? Like, the person that did it after, like, yeah, it was a good attempt, whatever. But, like, it wasn't Maroon 5. I embodied that shit, right?
Mm.
But, yeah, that's kind of when I was like, listen, if this is what it's like, nah. But it's not, is it? When you're right, it's more like you get maybe 1-2 people max kind of in a recording booth with you.
Yeah.
Well, that are recording you.
10 people, though.
10 people, it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of
like
pressure.
For a 16-year-old that's just said, yeah, I play guitar. And then they're like, cool, play this song. And you're like, what?
What? Play the song that you've never learnt the tab for. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was mental because they didn't give you tabs.
They didn't give you tabs?
They give you like classical notation.
Oh.
And it was like, listen, I can't read this. And he was like, right, we'll just convert it. And I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Have you got Google conversion here for me?
Yeah, like, literally, obviously, I'd never had any, like, theory, right? So I was looking at this, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I've had, like, two lessons on theory, and it wouldn't
even, like, it wouldn't even be that bad if you like, you go home and, like, look at a tab of it. Like, he wanted it all, like, transcripted on that sheet, if you were going to transcript it into tabs. And I was like...
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't think musicians for me.
No.
I'll go into recording instead. That looks fun.
Yeah, that looks fun, bossing people about. And
yeah. Do you know, it's been all right. There's been... I think the first year experiences are always the worst.
I guess.
Because that's when you're like, you're left to your own devices, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get someone to come in. There's no tutor there. Like...
Yeah.
Fair enough, like, the people here, like, care about who you bring in, that they're, like, I guess, industry relevant.
Yeah.
But as far as it's concerned, you can bring anyone. Mm. As long as they know you're not being a dickhead.
Yeah.
They'll let you record whatever. So I think that's great, but also daunting, because then you have, like, no help. Like, you're, like, just in a studio, like, right, what next?
True, but then you get to discover your faults, and then you can work on them.
Yeah, that's true.
Which happened to me a lot in year two.
Really?
I found out that I didn't really like DJing, but I did 2 years of DJing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Time well spent.
Yeah, well, I know how to do it. I can beat match, I can scratch.
That's all right.
But then, like, whilst I was mixing and stuff, and then I just, like, completely messed it up, like, offbeat, but my headphones weren't, like, I can't remember what messed up, but basically I heard it in beat, but the speakers playing out wasn't what was connected to my...
Oh, so it was like a latency thing almost.
Yeah. And I got so many bad looks, like, oh, he's so, like, because I'm meant to be, like, finishing my BTEC degree. So they were like, oh, he should have known this by now and stuff. And I was there completely fucking up every beat and stuff. Oh, I was like...
You were vibing to yourself.
I was vibing to myself,
basically.
If
they didn't like it, that's on them.
I was there doing some, like, Skrillex drops and stuff, like, all the hands in the air and everything. But they were just not vibing to it. Yeah.
But I don't think I could do DJing. It's the same with, like, the artist, isn't it? You just get people in front of you being like, yeah, do something.
Yeah.
I hate that.
It's like, I'm a DJ. It's like, okay, then.
My favourite thing would probably be, like, post. Because, like, you get, like, a small team of people.
Yeah.
You know, you put some sound effects together, you fucking squish some watermelons on the floor in front of the microphone, and you're done for the day.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, like, Foley?
Yeah, like, Foley, SFX, whatever you want to do. Even if you have got, like, voice actors in the booth. You're just like, right, take two, let's go. Could you say that with a bit more exotic? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Say it with a bit more spice.
Yeah. But I don't know, it's when you work for people, I don't like that. I'd rather people work for yourself. Work for yourself.
Yeah, you can join my record company.
Well, I only have one issue with that, is that it has to be my record company.
why?
I don't know. I think it's easy to, like, manage people.
It's not easy.
It is.
You've seen how many emails I have to go through.
Yeah, that's because you have, like, 6 email accounts.
They're not all mine.
Well, that just makes it worse.
No, not like that, no. Kind of like that.
I'm sick of managing emails. Easy. You point at people and go, right, don't be a dickhead. Off you go.
Come on.
That's like my
record main, an album for me. Come on.
That's like liaisoning though, artist. I mean, like, if people work under you, I think that's easier than if you have someone come in.
Well, yeah, because you got everyone doing stuff for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, that's going to be easy.
Yeah,
but it's getting to that point.
Not easy. I'm there.
No, you're not. Okay, you're not there.
Do you want to work for me, Dan?
No.
Whoa! Right, well.
Because I know how you're going to treat your
end
staff.
End of podcast. Done.
I know how you're going to treat your staff. It seems wrong.
No, it don't. Listen, yeah. It's 100% fair, right?
100% fair.
How would it be unfair?
How much commission are you going to take from me?
From you? 10%, simple. You get 90%. It's a 90-10 split.
90-10.
Yeah, exactly.
Who keeps the royalties?
Who keeps the royalties?
Yeah. To the product that I made.
So you mean, like, if you made, like, a track and then it releases?
A track, a logo.
Right, that's your
idea.
Work. That's your work.
It's my work.
Yeah, that's
so
your
any
work.
Money I make from that work, I keep.
Yeah.
Are you sure? You sounded very, like, uneasy. Then, like,
I had to think about it for a second. Because, you know, it's a lot.
So if I sell a million copies of that record... And you only get 10% of what I... 10% of what? Wait, what? 10% of what
it's
do you 10% get?
10% commission.
Of?
What do you mean of?
Of album sales, or...
Well, who are you making the album? Is it your own album?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a single EP.
Well, that's yours then, isn't it? I don't have any right to that, do I?
Yeah, so where's your 10% commission coming from?
See, that's... Right, you're confusing my ideas now.
No, I just want to know where you're getting this 10% from.
10%? Your wallet, obviously.
So you get 10% of my earnings?
Right. You're confusing this idea with what I had for the business module. Because that was 10% off what the people would earn. But it wasn't like make an album. It was like, that's more like an idea of, oh, if you come in for 5 days, we'll give you like 400 quid. Of that 400 quid, that is... I get an entitlement of 10%.
Oh, okay, so I'm paying for your services to distribute. So I pay you £100 to sell my album, and you get 10% of that £100.
Yeah.
So where does the rest of the £100 go?
Well, no, because you wouldn't be paying me. What it would be like if you like did the album for someone else through me, they would pay me the money. I'd take 10%, and then I'd funnel the rest to you.
I think I get it.
Yeah, so it's not unfair, is it?
No, it's not unfair, no.
If you get a service provider that finds you work, I think 10% is fair. Like, you can go to Fiverr and fucking take a 20% cut if you want. that's what they'll charge you. 20%. Mm. You make 100 quid, that's 20 in their pocket. You're left with 80. Mm. You make 100 quid with me. Mm. 90.
Oh, £10 more.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah, but £10. Listen.
Oh, you're getting defensive here. Go on.
Yeah, £10 more. But that's just for one transaction. But if you use that, like, year long, that 10% less, like, adds up. Like, let's say you work, like, let's say you fucking have a good year, you make 30 grand, right?
Yeah.
30 grand gross income, right? Not counting tax, not counting anything.
Mm.
Straight off the bat, if you did it through, like, fucking Upwork or whatever, did it through Fiverr, that's six of that grand is theirs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. 6 grand. You're left with, what, 24? Through mine, I'd get, what, you'd have 27, I'd get 3.
Ah, okay. You should start.
And you were complaining about that. You were like, going, I don't know Scoops.
Yeah, I don't know Scoops.
Reggie? That's way fair.
Yeah, it's way fair. I think it was just because it was confusing.
Yeah, no, I know. It's all right.
Numbers and presentations.
No, but I'm good with that. Numbers and present. Well, yeah. Numbers, not presentations.
No.
No.
The presentation was good, though.
Thank you.
I liked it. It was good.
I didn't. I hated every aspect.
It was good. Oh, I was going to talk about one of them, but I can't on the podcast. I can't talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we don't have rights, so that's all. Oh, did you hear that then? It's like metal violence. It's just my neck beard.
Yeah, it's picking it up.
Oh, so I've talked about my management leadership roles. Mm-hmm, amazing. Yep. Scripts, I can fucking write a mean script, right? I could be a journalist if I wanted to.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you've seen my shit.
Okay, I've seen your essays. They're fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, because like
you're like the you've love. Got it's like your brain's half a saurus. I was just like, how the hell's he getting these words to make sense?
The main problem I have with essays is that I don't have enough words.
I wish I had that problem.
Dude, when I was in college, they didn't have like a limit. So I was balling out of control, bro. I did like 13,000 words on fucking cables and connectors. Like, I went in deep. But now when you're like limited to like 3, I'm like, I'll do one that's like 7 and then I just have to cut back.
Right.
It's script easier. If you need something writing, just throw it my way. Then, bro, sample packs.
What about sample packs?
That's my jam, man. That's like, well, if sample packs were like stocks, I'm fucking...
Okay, no, but how's that an advantage of like what you can do? Do you make them?
No, I don't. I buy them.
You buy them?
Yeah, so I keep the ball rolling in the market. I'm a prime investor, is what I would like to call myself.
Mm. How much do you spend a month on?
A month? I don't have a monthly cost. I get it in like sporadic bursts. Like, it'll be like Christmas, and there's like a ghost hack pack for like, it's like, you know, minus 80% off. And you're like, fucking yeah. Yeah.
I would do the same, I just don't have enough storage.
See, I don't have issue with storage. I have issue with not using it.
Ah.
Because you buy it, and then you're like, well, what would I use it for?
Anything.
I don't like making music.
Okay, sample packs are not your thing then?
they are.
I don't know why.
The post ones are my thing, because they're fun.
Yeah, post. Yeah.
But the amount of fucking music ones I've got is embarrassing.
You need to use them for this podcast.
Yeah, I do.
Get a soundboard.
Oh, yeah. I'm finally putting them to use. But when it comes to dumb spending habits, I'm like king of the fucking hill.
Yeah. My stupid spending habits is shaking bottles.
Shaking bottles.
Shaker bottles.
Mine's like shit I won't use. Like, I bought, like, Melodyne outright.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I bought Melodyne.
When are you ever going to use Melodyne? You could probably use it for this podcast, but it'd be fucking useless.
Yeah, but I bought it. I bought, like, so many sample packs. And I think my number one investment that I thought was going to be, like, the fucking game changer for me, I bought Unison.
Why?
Because I thought that'd be a good idea. Because, right, listen.
Yeah.
It was year two, second semester, right? And we had a module on making film music.
Oh, I was in this one.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, I don't like making film music. I've got to think of fucking chords and everything. I was like, I don't think so. Fucking buy Unison.
What's Unison going to do for you?
It just gives you, like, fucking MIDI files of chords. That's all it is. That's all Unison is.
I thought it was a game engine.
No. That's Unity. Unison, right? You get, like, MIDI files. You fucking drag and drop whatever.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, it puts the chords into your fucking MIDI player.
What's the logo look like?
Oh, it's like a... I think it's like a U and a green circle.
You got it on your bottom of your...
No, I'll have to look it up. Unison. He has Unity. Yeah, I've got Unity. Of course I have Unity. Unison.
Oh, Unison, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unison. Okay, how much did that set you back?
I don't know.
You do know. I don't.
I black out when I buy shit like that. Because I'm like, oh, it's worth it. The cost doesn't matter as long as it's worth it. So I kind of negate the cost and just buy it and then never use it. I've probably spent like a few hundred quid on shit like that.
God. I'm like that with headphones. I've got a very bad habit of buying headphones.
See, I think I only need one. I've got like three pairs.
I've got eight.
Right, that's too much.
I've got eight pairs of headphones.
See, do you use them all?
I use about
three or four.
Yeah, max about three, four.
Yeah,
or maybe five on a good day.
We'll stay three, four. But yeah, so you still got like a 50% of shit that you don't use.
Yeah.
Whereas mine's like fucking.
Well, if we're talking about games and consoles.
Oh, dude, let's not get into that.
I'm even worse with that. I have literally 2 days ago just bought a new Nintendo Switch.
Why?
Limited edition. Nintendo Switch Lite.
Is it the... Oh, a light.
A Nintendo Switch Lite. It is Pokemon Shining Pearl, Diamond and Pearl, limited edition Switch Lite. £200 I spent on this. And I don't even use my first Switch. I have two Switches now. I have two Switches. I don't even use the first main big Switch that I bought. I don't even use that. I don't have enough time for games. But I still went and bought a £200 Switch.
I've got a day off tomorrow. I'm so excited. I'm going to play games.
Oh, you got to rub it in. I have to go gym.
I love... Well, yeah, you only have to go for like an hour.
I go like an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, let's get back on track.
Yeah, let's
We've
get back
talked
on
about
track.
Ourselves for almost a fucking hour, right? We still have
yeah,
four anecdotes left. We've gone through...
It's 41 minutes.
Holy shit, you're cutting this down, son. We need to fit this into an hour. So we've done introduction, we've done you, we have done me. Next, my fucking...
My
Frank Sinatra bit.
Yes.
I'm so pissed
Preach.
Off.
Preach.
I'm so Listen, yeah. I googled Frank Sinatra. I was like, listen, Frank Sinatra, my homeboy, right? Fucking love him. Amazing. What would you say? What's his genre, would you say?
I honestly, I don't know. I would have to say, like, theatrical, as in, like, I don't know, like,
You'd think like theatrical or well like oh it's like jazz or some shit like blue maybe blues maybe Bluesy, maybe a bit of soul
shit, yeah.
Americana 50s right
yeah 50s
but it's considered to be pop
how
pop.
Did you get this off Wikipedia
no if you go on Google and you're like Frank Sinatra's genre it'll be like pop.
Well, yeah, it was...
For his time, like, you roll up to a rave, you've got some fucking Frank Sinatra on in that rave, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's because pop is just popular music, and he was popular in the
50s. Yeah, exactly. Pop.
So it's 50s pop, not just pop.
But it's pop.
It's not just pop, though.
No, but then if you say it's not just pop...
It's like a subgenre called 50s pop.
No, it's just pop.
Like, now you've got 2020s pop.
The noughties pop.
No, we're not in the noughties anymore.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yes, we're... yeah, we're old, Roland.
Holy
We're no longer
shit.
In the noughties. We're in the tens. We're not even in the tens anymore. We're in the 20s.
Bro, I remember the fucking noughties pop. That was like yesterday.
It is like Destiny's Child with a Timberland feature.
Exactly. No.
That is literally noughties.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just reminded me of you saying Doja Cat with a Timberland feature.
my oh, brain, that'd be so cool.
My brain was just instantly like, shut that
Doja
shit down.
Doja Cat with a Timberland feature would be like the greatest hit of this generation.
No.
Oh, it was so good.
No.
Yeah, everyone loves a Timberland ad lib.
No, but pop. Like, it's weird. Because 50s pop.
It's 50s pop is 50s pop, so yeah, but if you just say pop.
Yeah, but that's how it comes up when you search it.
Well,
it's like,
yeah.
What genre is Frank Sinatra? Pop.
Because he was pop, that's common. It's like the Beatles.
They weren't pop.
They're pop.
They ain't fucking pop.
They were pop.
Nope.
Search it.
I refuse to agree.
Beatles were pop because they made popular music.
And I am hurt by your comments.
No. They made pop just as the Beach Boys did. I preferred the Beach Boys than the Beatles. I hated the Beatles.
Really hated them. Ooh, controversial opinion alert.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't not hate. I just say because everyone hypes over them so much, and I just didn't really like a lot of their tracks. Maybe Yellow Submarine.
Maybe.
A bit, but it's more like like his stuff now.
Yeah.
The one that's left.
The one, Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Some of Paul McCartney's solo stuff was okay, like his Christmas songs.
But you got to take it with a grain of salt, right? Because you're looking at it through like hindsight. You're looking at what's popular now.
I don't hate him. Like, they were definitely pioneers.
For
I give them credit
for like the time. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I'm not acknowledging their talent and stuff.
If,
they were revolutionary.
Get, yeah, if you get some fucking four bowl cut weirdos strolling around with shit now that sounds like the Beatles, people just go, oh. Because that's not the time anymore, is it?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, yeah, it's different times. But, I mean, I love 70s and 80s music. Like, I am a huge 70s and 80s fan.
See, I'll challenge you on that. I'll go fucking 50s.
You're 50s?
That's, like, my guilty pleasure.
Oh, okay, I think I've got a 40s track. One 40s track that I like.
50s, all, like...
Well, actually, no, I like, what was it? Is it Freddy in the Four Seasons or whatever?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Vitaly.
Oh.
Vitaly in the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
I like him. I don't know what year he was. Was he 40s?
I think that's, yeah, that's about, that sounds about right.
I love you, baby. And it's quite all right.
I don't know if that is 40s. That sounds a bit later.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's some fucking
anyway,
guilty pleasure, 50s.
Guilty
love
pleasure,
it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why? Simple. Fallout. Love it.
My guilty pleasure in music, I don't know, I'd say...
Doja Cat.
Is it really guilty? I don't feel guilty.
You should be.
I should be. Doja Cat is the new revolution in this music era, I think. Of the 20s, 2020 all the way up to, like, I can see she's going to last to like 25.
25.
Yeah, 2025, I think she's going to start dropping. She's going to get a couple of tours in each year if the pandemic don't fuck it up. I think she's going to do great.
Yeah. We've still got pandemic projections, haven't we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, God. Just, you know, it's like the Godfather, you know.
Just let it be.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh! That picked that up. That was my foot. It slipped.
No,
I'd say...
What a good segue into COVID. Well done.
I'm
impressed. How did you memorise the list?
Yeah, I did. I have been looking at it for like the past 2 days.
Yeah, man, AAR, let's discuss COVID.
COVID and how it affects the industry.
How did it affect the industry? Live. Dead.
Yeah. Well, these are our opinions. You can't quote us, but we... are obviously in the music industry each day, and we have to go and find out stuff about COVID with the industry.
I mean, we had like a live module during COVID.
Yes, we did.
And that was dead.
I was dead live for like that whole year, 2020.
Well, I wouldn't say the whole year. I think for a good few months was just like...
I think they tried to bring it back too quick.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't think they did. I think they kind of... I think it was like the streaming thing. I think that was kind of necessary.
Oh, yeah, they streamed.
Like, this, like, stream, like, stop fucking with your mic.
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, I think that's good now.
Yeah, like, they streamed, like, performances now. Wait, I've got to fuck with mine now, because you've enticed me. There we go. Okay, cool. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't think we brought it up. I think it was a smart move.
Yeah, I was watching,
Personally, I didn't watch any of that shit, though. Because like it pointless, right? Like hop on YouTube, same thing.
Yeah, true. But I was watching Twitch streams of Insomnia. It's right. I can't remember. I think it's a festival, but right. It was like fully streamed indoors. But it's just like the vibe. Like yeah, the music is high quality and stuff because it's going directly to the stream.
Yeah.
So you don't hear the crowd or anything because the audio is going directly to the stream.
No, but I think that's part of the charm when you go to a gig.
Yeah, so the audio quality was good, but seeing the DJ going, throw your hands up, and it shows the crowd, and it's literally an empty warehouse.
And, yeah.
And all the lights going off, it's like, doo, 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 and it's just the one single DJ dancing by himself. It's like,
Must be lonely.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, Akon.
I mean, they're throwing their hands
Akon,
to the crowd.
Akon, get on that shit, man. Mr. Lonely in the corner. But, will it bounce back, do you reckon?
What? Live?
It already kind of has.
Already has,
I think
yeah,
as soon as like things opened up.
Well, saying that, I ordered 2 tickets to see Scarlord. I don't know if you've ever heard of Scarlord.
No.
I
had 2 tickets to go see Queen.
Queen?
Queen.
Oh, okay, you beat mine.
Adam Lambert. Queen.
Oh, okay.
And that was like scheduled like in like May. Of like the first lockdown.
Oh.
So then that got pushed back. And then I think is it Brian May? I think he had like a think it might have been like a minor stroke or a mini heart attack.
Possibly.
So then it got cancelled again.
Yeah.
And then I still don't know what's happening with that. And that's like in 2 years, like past the date.
Yeah. Mine was only about 4 weeks ago I ordered the tickets. Whoa. And they were meant to be in November, the concert was meant to be in November.
Or this month.
Yeah, this month.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
After lockdown.
Yeah.
After everything.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got an email about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Saying...
Cancelled.
Cancelled. No, not cancelled, rescheduled. Oh, and I was like, postponed. Oh, okay. Okay, when's it rescheduled?
2023.
End of next year. And I was like, what? Like a whole... Like literally a whole year, like November next year, they've postponed it. I was like... Lockdown's long and gone. Like, if you've got all these, like, Download Festival went on, friggin' Creamfields went on, a load of festivals
I'm
in
sure,
Britain.
Like, Leeds Festival went on as well.
Yeah, that was on.
Yeah, Partlife.
Partlife was on.
Partlife.
And there's tons more people that are going to be there than there were, are going to be at underground artists of Scarlord.
Yeah.
And it got postponed. I was like, why? It's like, I'm not mad that I've lost my money or anything like that. It's more like I wanted to see him now.
Than in a year time.
And then in a year's time. Like, I don't know what I'm doing in a year's time.
Yeah, like...
Like, I booked holidays for this. I approved holidays from work. And now I just got to do nothing during them. I'm like, okay. I did this as well. This happened to me again. I ordered Sushi Festival tickets for Manchester.
Postponed.
Till next year.
See, that's why I just don't buy tickets.
April next year. Ooh. April? Next year. I was like...
I don't think it's worth like buying tickets at this point.
But then, like, I was thinking that I was like, oh, I'm not gonna bother doing any others. But then I see Parklife being approved and everything. Yeah. I'm like, how?
Well, because they know Parklife's gone like fucking loads of money, right?
So is a Sushi Festival.
Yeah, no. Like,
I like sushi.
I think they're trying to like bring the economy back with like these bigger events.
Yeah.
But that kind of then means that just, like, the bigger artists get the cuts, right? Like, if you get, like, small indie artists from Manchester, whatever.
But I think the industry has been hit hard, as in people are discovering that they don't need to go in for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can just edit stuff at home, so I don't need sound engineering.
Well, it's been fucking a revolution for, like, remote working, hasn't it?
Yeah, remote working, yeah. What I didn't see from the beginning
Why didn't Skype hop onto this?
Skype was already there,
yeah.
Video calling, and you can do group calls and stuff. But then along Skype's comes a company called Zoom. Like, I've never heard of Zoom before now.
Well, first we had like G Suite, was it? G something. It was the Google one.
The Google one.
Yeah.
Microsoft Teams tried to hop on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we had Zoom.
And then Zoom.
I'm sure like if fucking people wanted to, they could have just used Discord. Like 100%.
That's what I was saying.
100%.
That's what I was saying to my friends. I was like, Discord is like, you can screen share, you can group, you can video call.
Like, I don't know.
My laptop comes pre-built in.
Well, it's been like a renaissance for like fucking online calls, hasn't it? Like, there's so many different out there now.
Yeah.
Like, I had to use like Chime for one of mine.
Oh, that's Chime.
I think that's like the Amazon one.
Amazon has one.
Yeah, Amazon Chime. You can like organize like meetings.
Oh god.
Video calls. Yeah. Yeah, like so like every like big company like has one.
Yeah. Damn.
But I don't think it was necessary.
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
But we are seeing a bounce back with the live industry. We're seeing a bounce back with films, a lot of games. I don't know, but I've seen a big drop in quality.
In games?
Yeah, in games. I'm a fucking big gamer, right?
I'm a big gamer, I just don't have time to do it.
I pre-ordered Borderlands 3, right? Like, all the DLC.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then, like, obviously, like, the release, like, I think the game was, September 2019. Just before the plague. So then, obviously, they had plans for, like, DLC and whatever. And then it was just not as good as people were expecting.
Yeah.
But because people were remote working, right? So there's been, like, a drop in, like, quality for games. Loads of movies were, like, delayed.
Yeah. No Time to Die only got released, like, a month ago, and it was meant to come out 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been 2 years that film's meant to come out. Yeah. Just think, we've been in a pandemic for nearly 2 years.
I've not registered the first year yet.
Like, 2020 has not been registered by a lot. Well, near to the end of 2019.
Well, it's almost 2022. Sorry.
Bruh.
Big yawn. Anyway.
It's nearly 2022. Oh. I'm nearly 24. Yeah, oh, no.
Old boy. But yeah, I think, I hope there isn't like a continuation of lockdowns.
Yeah.
Feel like the industry to bounce back, whether it is like sound, film, game. I feel like people.
Yeah. For the sake of my dissertation, I hope lockdown 4 doesn't happen.
Yeah, because if this dissertation happens, like what I'm doing, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
100%. If you're like, my idea is like a platform, right, connecting people.
Yeah.
If you then go, yeah, you got to keep away from people. That's like an instinct. That's like a killer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So I'll only be screwed in a way because I won't have teacher help.
But despite all the negative to like film, whatever, I think music has become a bit more interesting.
Because more experimental.
More experimental and more accessible.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is because all of a sudden people weren't going to studios, right?
Yeah.
So what would they do?
Record in the house, but most artists have studios in their house.
Yeah, but like the big artists, I'm talking little. Like, record in the house, and they wouldn't like pay a mixer to fucking do it.
No.
And if they did, where would that mixer be? At home. Did they have outboard gear? Probably not. Did they have a mix in this? Probably not.
They cut the Neve upstairs.
So it was all of it was done like digitally. Like, a lot of it was done digitally.
Yeah. As in, like.
Yeah, so what do you think's better?
I was gonna say, I bet he's gonna segue, isn't he? What's better? Well, obviously, in my eyes, it's Ableton, but I have reasons why it's not great. Like, I am fair, obviously, I'm fair.
Yeah.
But for me, Ableton's the easiest to use because of how easy it is to access and use. It's multi-platform, nice interface and stuff.
But
there's downsides to it.
Yeah, like it's not industry standard.
Okay, yeah, industry standard. Yeah, okay, we'll talk about that. It doesn't have a great video engine. You can't properly edit videos in it, so it's mostly just for making music. But I like Logic because it's got a great video engine. But I hate Logic because it's only for Apple Mac users. Yes, you have a Mac.
I do have a Mac.
I only have Windows.
But I don't have Logic.
I do not like Apple.
Really?
The best thing they've ever made was the iPod. Yeah. I swear by that. 100%. As in, like, the
this
iPod.
This is, like, the only Apple product I'd buy.
The Mac?
Yeah.
I would just never buy a Mac because of how expensive,
like,
they are.
I don't think it's... Yeah, they are expensive, but I just think it's a bit easier. Like,
my Mac could do the same, like, as yours, and it's, like,
yeah,
half
but,
the price.
Yeah, but you got a discount, don't forget.
Fair enough. I forget I tell you these things.
Yeah, exactly. So, realistically, they're roughly the same price.
Roughly. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Exactly. Mine's touchscreen, though.
I won't need touchscreen. Why would I do that?
Why would you not?
Why would you mix using touchscreen?
To do the EQ, it's really fun. And the faders as well.
No, but I just plug in a USB mouse. Sit fucking.
Oh wait, what like, USB slot? As in the one that's not in there.
I have an adapter, right?
Like
a USB like hub.
You're an adapter whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, love it. best thing I bought. I think there's four slots, right? So I've got me Seagate hard drive. Mm. I've got me MIDI keyboard. Mm. I've got my interface. And then I've got my mouse. And that's all I need.
Okay. About your memory. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Your Seagate's already in there. Okay.
It's all in there. And I don't have to fucking touchscreen fiddle about with it. I'll just have a mouse fucking 20 meters to the right of the screen if I want to. And I'll still control it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
What's your?
It's the industry standard, baby.
Yeah.
It is Cubase. No.
Ah!
Pro Tools, 100%. It's what I've used always. I did fuck about with Audacity though, like even before Pro Tools.
Oh.
Because Audacity is free, right?
Yes.
You can just, you know, put some shit in Audacity, and like you kind of experiment what does.
Yeah.
Because unlike all like the AWs, you don't get like a graph. Like you don't, when you EQ, you don't like, they don't show you. Like you just kind of fuck about with settings kind of blindly. You know, turning stuff up, and then you're like, ah, that's what that does. I think that's a great way to learn. Because 100%, because when you have like analyzers and like with like, you know, 7-band EQs and whatever, where you're kind of showing the graph, you're kind of going off what you see.
Mm. Yeah, when I started dabbling into music production.
Yeah, I relied on that like so heavily.
About 8 years ago now, I started.
Yeah, dude, you're old.
I am old.
I wanted to find my favourite DAW, so I used all of them in my first year.
Really?
All of the ones I like know that the industry use.
Yeah.
And then little quirky ones. So I used Audacity, Reaper, FL, Cubase,
Fruity Loops.
I still call it Fruity Loops.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, Cubase, Logic,
Ableton.
Pro Tools. I didn't use Pro Tools.
You didn't?
I didn't know of. See, this is what always confused me. Everyone's like, "Oh, it's industry standard and stuff." But when I was doing 4 years at college of music production, they mentioned the word Pro Tools to me.
See, I did 2 years of music technology, and like the first thing I was introduced to, like, this is Pro Tools.
I never got introduced to Pro Tools until I started at uni.
Wow.
Even the first year of uni here,
yeah,
they didn't show Pro Tools. It was Logic and Ableton.
See, when I, because obviously we were on the same course, but you fell behind a year.
Yeah.
When I was in year one, they like came out with Gate Swing, and I was like, this is what we're using, Pro Tools.
And I even had an Ableton lesson. I had to make a track in Ableton, and because I already was so good at Ableton,
yeah,
I passed it.
Well, I think we had that as well, didn't we?
And then one in Logic as well.
Yeah,
but see, not Pro Tools.
I hate it. I think we had like a synthesis one in Ableton, and I was like, listen, I don't care. Just get that.
It's industry standard, but they don't teach it you in college.
Well, either it depends where you go.
True. It's Manchester College.
Oh. See, I went to Runshaw.
Ah.
Yeah. But honestly,
yeah,
great learning opportunity. Getting Pro Tools out of the gate. Big benefit.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like I've been so used to Ableton now. I'm a proper Ableton bitch.
Yeah, I can tell.
Uh-huh. I wish it had more to do in Ableton, but I am slowly learning Pro Tools again.
But I love Pro Tools. It's so, like, industry standard.
Yeah, no, I think it's too fiddly.
I'm fucking with you. It is fiddly. I won't lie to you. It is fiddly. But it also has, like, great options.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to do something, like, it might take you fucking 3-4 steps to do, but you will do it.
Yeah, it's not really good for workflow.
I had to, like, make a song in Pro Tools.
It's not made for making songs.
No, it's not made for making songs at all. No. Like, that was, like, painful.
That's why I think I don't like it.
No, yeah, that's what you do, isn't it?
I was brought up in music production of making songs. Now I'm more post stuff.
Yeah, whereas by, like, first foray was like, oh, mix this. Yeah,
I probably should learn more Pro Tools if I want to be more of a production
side. 100%. It's not necessary. Like, if you freelance that shit, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
If you, like, go and work for a big company, that's where it might be an issue.
Yeah, true. Definitely.
But also, you know, it depends. You go to a big company, they've got a fucking loads of analog gear. And then you got to know how to use that. Like, it's, I think the big companies are rather old school still.
Yeah, you got to learn how to use a tape.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking, I'm not, no chance. Who listens to tape? Well, do I look like I'm about to whip out a cassette here? No.
I didn't say listen on tape. I think you got to record on tape.
Oh.
Tape machines.
Yeah, but why? Why?
I don't know.
It's outdated, right? We're moving forward, not back.
It's like tubed equipment is so outdated, but it sounds nice.
Yeah, it's like that's like vintage. I guess I see your point then. Yeah. With tape machines.
It but sounds like, nice.
Yeah. Sounds like warm, whatever.
That's why people still buy vinyl, even though it's like a fucking dying, ridiculous.
Yeah, like the prices on vinyl as well.
The prices on vinyl for the audio quality that you get just do not match. Like, no. I pay £15 for Spotify, and I get like.
It's because you don't pay for the audio quality.
I get like over 328.
Well, it's nostalgia, isn't it? You capitalise.
And Spotify are about to bring out hi-fi audio. Ooh. High fidelity, or like streaming high fidelity audio.
It's going to be good.
Quality. I'm like, oh my God, it's like, you will not just get some good headphones and brah, it would be unbelievable. And there's still people out here buying cassettes and vinyl.
Yep.
Like, yes, it looks cool, but I mean,
yeah, like,
I'm an audiophile, so.
Yeah, but you buy what? You buy fucking vinyl. What do people do with it? Put it on a wall. True. Like, they don't listen to it.
True.
What's the point?
Yeah.
But like, it makes you question then, like, why? Why are these big companies so reliant on, like, I get it, it's nostalgia, right? That shit sells quick. That's why you get, like, remasters, re-releases of albums, of movies, of games. Everything.
That's why I just bought a second Switch.
Yeah, exactly. Nostalgia, right?
Nostalgia.
But I think like the smaller producers, the smaller freelancers are kind of embracing this like in the box kind of workflow.
Yeah.
Where you get a fucking MacBook. You might get
open up GarageBand.
Yeah, open up GarageBand, open up Pro Tools, open up fucking Logic if you have it. Whatever you have, right? And then you just roll with that.
Yeah.
Like you can buy plugins if you want, you don't have to. You fucking use stock ones if you want.
Yeah.
But it's How, personally, how many times have you fucking used, like, an outboard compressor? That's what I mean, right? That's what I mean.
Ow! Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I never have. I've used it for, like, an assignment, but not, like, actually my own stuff.
Yeah. Because why would you? Because it's not accessible, is it?
True. Talking about accessibility... Here's a little random fact for you. The song XO Tall Life by Lil Uzi Vert?
Yeah.
I've heard that the producer who made that made it on GarageBand whilst he was on tour.
There you go.
On his phone.
There you go.
Mobile phone GarageBand.
Exactly. I think it was Rihanna. I think is it Umbrella?
Oh,
I think
okay.
Jay-Z produced that.
Yeah,
and,
he did,
and the
yeah.
drums on that is literally just a fucking loop. Like, it's just a sample.
No way, that's my favourite part of the track.
Yeah. And it's...
I've been lied to my whole life.
Exactly. And then people have this, like, big fucking agenda against, like, oh, using samples isn't real music.
Yeah, I've had that argument with so many people.
Yeah, but, like, fucking Daft Punk have been doing that shit since, like, the 80s, dude.
Yeah.
Sampling shit.
They're my inspiration, those guys.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't get how people can be, like, so... I think they embrace, like, the future, like, way ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
I think they plateaued a bit later on, because then it's like they it's almost like they saw like what 2020 would be like and then like did that ages ago, but then once it got to 2020 it's like, right, well, what's 2040 gonna be like? And I don't think anyone has the answer.
Random access memories did seem like a step back but in a right direction,
yeah,
if that makes sense. Like, okay, it's a good farewell album.
Yeah.
And then they...
But even that came out when? 2014?
2014. Yeah. Random Access Memories came out.
What, 7 years ago?
Yes. When I left high school.
Exactly. So it's like... Do you think... Because I feel like even like some of their older shit, you can listen to it today without a problem. And you could be like, yeah, it's this fucking... This slaps.
Yeah, around the world.
Whereas, like, do you think you could listen to Random Access Memories in, like, 2040 and be like, yeah, this shit slaps? I feel like it's more dated.
I think it could do because it's a very 70s influenced album with like Nile Rodgers on guitar.
Yeah.
And everyone loves the 70s.
Yeah, but then it's just nostalgia. It's not looking forward.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's why it's trying to like find a trend recently.
Yes.
That is. And I think the biggest fucking thing going at the moment, believe it or not, I believe it is TikTok songs.
Yes.
Because how that, like, is it Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah.
Yeah, like she fucking like she blew up overnight to me.
Yeah. Good for you.
Now. Yeah. Good for you. You look happy and healthy. Let me know that you're a kid. Fun fact: Hayley Williams is credited as a contributor to that song.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, from Paramore.
Oh yeah, because yeah, the main riff is from Paramore, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, kind of. It's got like the same like chord progression.
Yeah, you can copyright chord progressions now.
Yeah, yeah, which is fucking stupid, right?
I guess.
I mean, it is, because there's only a finite... Well, there's...
Yeah, there's only like, a set amount of chord progressions that you can do, and if you make one the same... Yeah, then
exactly.
But,
like, it's like a weird thing, like, copyrighting music.
Mm.
Like, I get it. Like, if it's, like, fucking... If you release, like... fucking October and it's a direct riff on September by Earth, Wind and Fire, like fair, you deserve
it's
to
it's just like an octave lower, yeah.
Like you deserve to have that shit shut down. But if you have like a basic chord progression and then you have fucking Ed Sheeran coming after you, he's like, listen, this guy stole my song, it's like,
yeah,
nah, Ed,
it's like, mate, Ed, no. You stole it from someone else.
Exactly, like these, like they've been used so many times and then people are like, yo, that's mine, it's like, no.
Yeah, there's Bad Habits.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah, that is straight up Sam. It's been stolen like from four tracks.
I don't
like the track that he stole it from another one, and what they stole it from another one.
Yeah,
the original came from like 1994.
Yeah, so like, who wins, right? Like, who gets all that money?
Ed.
Because, well, yeah, Ed. But there's always a way to like backtrack it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's always someone who did it before. And it's not about whether you did it again. It's about how you innovated on it. Like, fair enough, you have fucking same chord progression. You change the time signature, it changes, right?
Mm. Yeah.
You had a couple fucking flats or, like, you know, sharps in there.
You're just straight ripping it from someone.
Yeah.
But then saying that, like, for an example, like, Vanilla Ice. Ice Ice Baby, yeah? Straight rip of Under Pressure.
Do you know what's funny, right?
What?
I heard the Vanilla Ice version before I heard Queen.
Really?
Day. Yeah. Yeah. So I listened to it and I was like, yo, this
slap.
This is so good. But and then I heard the Queen version and I was like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? Why are they ripping off Vanilla Ice for? And it took me.
Yeah, but he lost the court agreement. He got sued by Queen and Barry. He lost it and he had to pay all the royalties to them.
Yeah, because I'm sure like it was like such a minor change.
No, he straight up ripped it.
No, like he made like one minor adjustment, like one of like the fucking bass books came like half.
Oh
like,
yeah, true.
Half a beat earlier.
But I mean, like that song is completely different. As in, like, it's a full on remix, but he had to pay all the royalties back to them. So it's like, it's strange. Like, you got these people who like steal samples and stuff and don't give any credit.
Yeah.
But then there's like Vanilla Ice even said like, oh, I give credit to this, but then he still got sued and has to pay all that out. And his version, like, he was so genius on how he switched up that. Nice baby. Like, how he switched it up completely. Like, the flow at the beginning of it, it's ridiculously good.
considering what the song originally was. Like, if you listen to the Bowie version, you wouldn't have thought, I'm going to turn that into a rap song.
No.
Just don't think that.
But when you're exposed to, like, the fucking Vanilla Ice version first, and then you listen to the Bowie version.
Oh, yeah, you consider... Yeah,
it's,
you think,
so,
like,
it's so strange. Yeah. Because it's like, this is wrong.
It's wrong.
Even though it's right.
I should be hearing a white person rap right now.
Yeah, and it's such a weird experience.
Collaborate and listen. But, Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I'm surprised I didn't get, like, the shit beaten out of me. Because my missus, when she hears a song, her first reaction isn't like, oh, it's by, you know, it's by Queen, it's by, you know, whoever. Her first reaction is, oh, this is off Glee. And it fucking boils me so much. Because it's like, no.
No.
It's not.
It's not. This is Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Whoever. But it's so weird. Like, the whole prospect of Glee is fucking strange.
I'm like that because obviously my mum's heard more music than me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard this from this. I was like, yeah, it's not the original love. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. And it's weird when then you listen to the original.
Yeah, I'm like, I prefer Marilyn Manson's version.
Yeah.
He's done so many covers.
That's all he fucking is at this point. A
cover. He is a cover, really.
Alright, what time are we on?
We're looking at 74 minutes.
Alright, I think we best cut it out.
Yeah.
I think we have loads of content. You've got loads of editing to do. Still for episode one.
I still haven't even done episode
And for
one
episode
yet.
Two. We have to think of ideas for episode 3. Please leave any suggestions in the comments.
In the comments, yeah.
In an email.
I still need to figure out how to upload these.
Yeah, bro, send me a letter if you want. Although I'm not going to put my address on this.
It's not safe.
Yeah, just email, comments. Bro, if you catch me in person, bro, tell me.
But they don't know our faces.
Oh, yeah, but they know our names.
They know our names. Well,
but they're just people go around shouting, Roland.
Roland. Hey, Roland.
It's the Limp Bizkit of calls.
Roland. Yeah, Roland.
And on that note, we will finish this episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is Vibes Creek with...
It's Vibes Mountain today.
Vibes Mountain, sorry. Gotta love those Mountain Dews.
Mountain Dews.
Isn't like Mountain Dew, the drink.
Yeah.
Mountain Dews.
Juice.
Juice.
Oh.
Juice as in D-U-W-S.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Dews.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I've been one of your hosts, Daniel.
I've been the other one, Roland.
And thank you for listening.
And goodbye.
Bye.